Richard Hager.
Maynard.
I'm madder than a hound at a pepper factory, I'll tell you, for a couple of reasons. The first one, not so much. Did you know, I'm sure you do, you're the pro here, that the bank will pay you to be a good citizen and when your home is foreclosed on, not to trash it before you leave? They'll write you a check. If you leave the countertops clean, no holes in the wall, and the toilet scrubbed out in a home that you haven't been paying on, letting slip into foreclosure, the bank will pay you $2,500.
Well, there's some different programs out there, and there are different banks that may do that. And just that, if a home is in foreclosure, they've lost it at the auction, there are some lenders, it's not a nationwide or every lender sort of thing, but there are some lenders that will give a, shall we say, an incentive, a bribe to the homeowners, the ex-homeowners, to leave the house and not trash it on the way out or even maintain it. It's not widespread, and it is case by case. There's also some other programs that are out there that are a little more government-sponsored. One of them is called HAFA, Home Affordable Foreclosure Prevention Program, and things like that. And there's a lot of these things. And in a case like that, they will allow you, the homeowner, to go through what's called a short sale process, where you can sell your house for less than the mortgage amount. They'll authorize it. They'll go along with that. And then they will give you, I think it's $3,000 for relocation money, you know, traveling services. So you can leave the house and have enough money to go move into an apartment.
Well, you can make money by going into foreclosure.
Well, I don't know that you're making money on this one. It's, in this case, it's sponsored by the federal government. And it's only to certain qualified people, not everybody, again. But they will pay you to move. It'll give you some traveling expense money is what it amounts to.
It's, well,
they're not trying
lovely.
To make it profitable.
All right.
So,
well, if I can get the state patrol to pay me for not speeding, then I'm home free. Let me mention something else to you here in our real estate street sense segment.
Sure.
Richard Hager. I have this little condo, hellhole, that I rent out. It's very nice.
It's
actually
very nice.
It's tiny.
Jeez.
But it's very nice. And I've been going back and forth with the people that represent the condo board. They said, you haven't been paying enough in condo dues. And I said, I've been paying what you've told me. Now they tell me, well, that was our mistake. We told you the wrong amount and you need to pay up and pay more. And I said, it was your mistake. And they said, that's right. And you need to pay. What's my recourse?
Well, more than likely, you're going to have to pay the amount. Here's my recommendation right off the top. Any communication between you and your condominium board, I would put it in writing, not just an email, not just a phone call. I would get it in writing so that they can document that. Number two, I would ask for a copy of all of your homeowners' meetings or your controlling board that runs the association. I'd get a copy of their minutes
Isn't
or any
there somebody,
newsletter.
Doesn't the governor or somebody look after this? Is there a governing body?
No. There's no governing body over homeowners' association. There's nobody you can turn to, per se, on something like this. You need to get the information, and they need to make sure they get you the accurate information. Otherwise, they do have some issues with charging you.
Okay. Well, that really calms me down.
Yeah,
Richard Hager?
Maynard.
Thank you.